Mr. Chisholm wishes me to inform you that the actions in the issue of the Spanish land rights in the southern Rio Grande Valley are starting to move apace, and you should shortly expect a territorial surveyor, Mr. Samuel Crosby, to arrive in Jornada Springs.
So we could go and have a word. Well, we could go and have a word and say, look, here's a heads up. This is potentially, we've heard, being added to the grant, and we'll, assuming that you make a claim there, we'll not make a claim and we'll support your claim on the understanding that we would then have free access to that.
Yeah, could say that.
Or do we just make a claim on our own?
The town hasn't had a lawman, hasn't had a sheriff.
Yeah. And a small town doesn't need a sheriff, but, you know, if there's a gunfight in the high street every fucking week.
Are you saying my scenario is getting boring or predictable? I quite enjoyed gunfights, so sorry. Well, he reaches over and says, takes the badge off you and says, well, welcome. And he pins it onto you. Welcome, Sheriff Hawcock.
I said no, you can't play a ninja. This is an old West game, and they didn't have ninjas.
But the year is 1869. Indicating there were ninjas
in fucking Japan, not in the old West.
I'm Dave. I am the GM and co-designer of Tales of the Old West.
I am the other co-designer of Tales of the Old West, and my name is Matthew. I'm also playing in this actual play, Marion Freeman.
My name is Andrew. I play Nathaniel Hawcock.
I'm Tony. I'm playing Jimmy Harston.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, you're the sheriff now.
I mean, yes, I know.
Involved in the conversation.
So he did seem very businesslike. Yeah. And he's literally just ridden into town, so he's obviously come off a long ride.
Yeah.
He's immediately gone to...
Yeah.
But sheriff, as the sheriff, it's perfectly legitimate for you to go and ask what's... what their business is. Yeah, you really might have to do some like work.
Yeah.
So he's going to like sit in the pub with a nice badge.
Yeah, I know, disgusting. And I thought I was on Easy Street all of a sudden. I suppose what I will do then. Is I'll finish the whiskey I've had there and I'll walk back up to... he said going to Rayburn's house, didn't you?
Rayburn and Paquito House, he asked for the directions to.
Yeah, I suppose I better. I'll sigh. Walk back.
Immediately got work to do.
Walk back out, yeah.
Okay. And what are you doing, Tate?
I'm staying in the Trust Hotel. I'm basically watching in the hope that Crosby will come downstairs so I can introduce myself to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. He's only just gone upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you come out.
Follow him up and
stalk
him. I won't follow him up, I went in.
Okay.
See if he comes back down.
So as you come out, you can see that the deputy is stood on the stoop.
Mm.
Rayburn is stood up.
Mm.
His two men,
mm-hmm.
the deputy's two men that are with him, are a couple of steps down, sort of respectful distance. And you can see that Rayburn's good mood of before
has disappeared.
Is completely gone. He looks upset and angry, but you can't hear what they're saying from where you are.
Okay, well, I'll carry on walking. This must be sigh again. Carry on walking.
Okay, as you get closer, you can see that Rayburn is kind of seething.
All right. Oh, joy.
And he's, there's. It's like grief and anger all at the same time, but he's fit to burst. The deputy says, "Yeah, I'm sorry to bring you this information, this news, Mr. Rayburn, but it's good news that we can find the real killer of your son and your friend."
Okay. Well, good morning, gentlemen. What's anything I may help with?
Rayburn sees you and says, There have been developments in the investigation into the murder of my son.
No.
And it seems that he wasn't killed by the Kyler gang. There is evidence, there's eyewitness evidence, that he was killed by someone else. And he looks like he wants to shoot someone or smash something. And the deputy kind of looks and says, Sheriff. I'm Deputy Rufus Malcolm. I'm here from Fort Craig.
Good day. I'll return the compliment and say, what is the accusation then towards who or whatever, you know?
Well, we did some good work and we captured one of the Kyler gang.
All right.
Lola Kyler, she's now in prison in Fort Craig. We also, your sheriff, I shouldn't tell you this before I speak to the family, but we found the bodies of Dimas Paquito and Milagro Vicenta. Found them dead. They've been murdered. Had their throats cut. Please don't tell anybody else because I'm here to break this news to the Paquito family. We have an eyewitness, Lola Kyler, saying that she saw one of Mr. Chisholm's men murdering these people, and that he was responsible for the murders of Eugene Rayburn and Ardell Gilchrist. And naturally I've come to pass that information on to the families here and bring the very sad news that Dimas Paquito and Mr. Vicenta are both dead.
Right.
And you can see at this, you know, Rayburn has got kind of tears coming mm-hmm. down his face, and he goes, "Chisholm! Chisholm! Fucking Chisholm! I'm gonna kill everyone! Every man that Chisholm's ever worked with, I'm gonna kill them all!" And he's absolutely, he goes in the house, the door slams, and you can hear him shouting, and you can hear his wife trying to calm him down, and then you can hear her crying.
Mm-hmm.
And Deputy Malcolm goes, "Well, that didn't go as well as I hoped."
No, maybe not the best, you know.
But yeah, we're holding Lola Kyler at Fort Craig on charges of banditry and suspicion in various murders.
You don't think she may be just lying to help take this?
She has admitted the Kyler gang's involvement in the murder of the Siegbert family on the trail.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking to hang anyway. Yeah. So I don't think there's, I'm not sure what would be in it for her.
Cause trouble for the Chisholms, maybe they've been plaguing the Chisholms.
Possibly. But her account of the murders of Paquito and Vicenta.
Mm-hmm.
It's consistent with what we found. But I need to go and speak to the Paquito before Mr. Rayburn.
Okay.
Before the news gets out. Excuse me, Jared.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And he and his men go off and they go up over the river and up mm-hmm. to the up the ridge to the Paquito house.
And suddenly, okay.
Tone, in the bar, you see what looks like a rather underwhelming man, the same guy that you saw come in, who claimed he was Crosby, coming down the stairs. He's kind of holding his hat, looking a little bit, not lost, but a bit out of place. And he then comes through into the bar and orders some food. And
okay, well, as he comes in, then I'll attract his attention.
Okay.
I'll say, is it Mr. Crosby, did I hear?
Yes, yes.
Would you like me to buy you a drink and introduce myself?
That'll be very, 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 can't think of the right word, but that'll be very kind of you, stranger. I'm Samuel Crosby, and who?
I'm Jimmy Harleston.
pleasure to meet you, Mr. Harleston.
Myself and my colleague did some work representing Mr. Chisholm in this area. Do I take it, are you the territorial surveyor that's come to look at the...
I am, the land? Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Chisholm has been in touch with us.
No, I know.
Asking us to extend any assistance to you that you require. So I'm saying that I'm pleased to meet you and I'm at your service.
That's very kind. Andy, what are you doing?
I think, what's the bar was, what was the other one? Not the Trawler's Arms, it was the...
The Blessings.
The Blessings. Yeah, I'm going to the Blessings.
The one that's next door to the Paquito's house.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going...
Okay.
Yeah, go have a breakfast there, have a whiskey, whatever you want, yeah. And sit and think, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. At the moment, because no doubt the deputy's gone to the Paquito's house, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they in? Are they?
Yes, he's been invited in, so he's gone into their house. Yeah.
So I must be watching their house. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tone, as you're talking to Mr. Crosby, who's not a completely fish out of water, but you know he's not the most rugged kind of trails man that you'd expect, but you know his job is to survey territory. You can hear noise from outside, from in the square, and it sounds like you can hear Garland Rayburn's voice, and he's shouting, "Chisholm! Chisholm has killed my boy! Chisholm, that bastard!" And you can hear people, a little bit of a crowd gathering. This is. Shouting about Chisholm's men having killed his boy.
Oh, bollocks. I'll go for a piss. Be back in a minute.
But yeah, Crosby carries on and he says, I need to arrange a little meeting for the town to explain who I am and why I'm here and what I'm doing. I'm not sure what's the best way of getting the message out to the right people, or where I should hold that meeting. Is there a saloon that's respectable?
I don't know about respectable, but there's several saloons in town.
Somewhere I could use a room to bring everyone together and to explain what I'm here for and what's going to happen.
So what I know, would any of the saloons have a suitable?
Yeah, I think pretty much any
space
room
for that. There's this hotel here, but there's a kind of few other saloons around town. I'm sure any of them would be.
Okay, well,
is probably the closest to the middle of town. Might be the most convenient if they're.
Okay, well, I'll spend some of today. Obviously, I'm very tired after the trail, so I'm not going to be doing too much today. But I'll spend the day looking around town and pick a place. But yeah, very, very pleased. How can I find you when I need your help?
I run a branch just out of town.
Do I send Indian smoke signals or something? Or he thinks it's a very funny joke.
Yeah, you're obviously a very experienced trailsman, Mr. Crosby. That would probably work. Otherwise, we can send someone into town on a daily basis to get in touch with you and make sure that we can arrange anything that we can help you with.
Excellent. That sounds very, very agreeable. I'm going to be staying here. You can find me here, or I won't be far away. Maybe one of the other saloons. If one's particularly nice, I might spend a bit more time there than ever else.
So those ones.
Okay, after a few minutes, and you're in the bar, you do see from the window the door to Paquito's place opens,
mm-hmm.
and Augustine comes out with
right.
a number of other people. You recognise her eldest son, Alberto, her eldest daughter, Rosalia.
Yeah.
The deputy is following them, and they are marching, again, very purposefully, back down towards town.
Where are they heading? Just down the town? Or...
If you're watching,
yeah.
they, I mean, it's not that far. I mean, they basically march down into the square, and they're obviously looking for Rayburn.
Right.
And Rayburn is in the town. It's kind of outside the trails.
Right.
And you can see them go up to Rayburn.
Oh, God.
They're talking.
Okay,
let's cut for a moment.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Okay.
You're riding out.
I'm riding on the ranch. And in fact, I have a...
So I'm getting the result.
Okay. The question I have to ask is...
Sorry, this is too hard.
I have on the
back of my... Yeah.
Pardon? I've got on the back of my couch sheet the note, Love Blossoms.
Yeah. That was from the end turn of season rolls last time.
All right.
So it may or may not happen in this scenario or at some point. It's a... Because it's the end of turn of season thing...
Right, okay.
Then...
Yeah, so I'm just...
It's up to you.
I'm just wondering, you dropped a hint about young... what's her name, McGinn?
Gronia McGinn. Yes, she's a very, very...
And I know,
attractive
I've been,
young lady. Yeah.
You know, I've been very gentle.
So maybe you are getting a little bit of, you know...
And do I think I'm getting a bit of... This is one of the things I'm thinking about.
Whilst you're around. Yeah, you've definitely... Yeah, she's a bit of a... Say a bit of a flirt, but I mean, she's... She's flirted with you a little bit.
Yeah.
She's
married to...
She's married to Brodie Goodish, who is 20-something years older than she is.
Yeah, he's rumoured to be quite unwell, isn't he?
He's rumoured to be very unwell, yeah. She doesn't seem... She seems to be coping with the illness of her husband in a very cheerful way. And, yeah, she's always been...
Okay.
Yeah, she's always been very.
So this one, I'm also
attentive towards.
So I'm following out along the extent of our range as it stands at the moment.
Yep.
I'm following it out along a line, a parallel that would indicate my projected border for our claim, if we were to put a claim in.
We're heading east, as it were, is that?
Yeah, so it's sort of straight east from where we're going, running
west,
if you like, west alongside the border between us and. Effectively the Paquinto land, if they've got the claim that I'm expected. I'm looking out for local landmarks and stuff like that, stuff that may help define the border if we're looking at that. And then, of course, I'm cutting up towards the Coyote Gap.
Yeah. Okay. Make a nature roll, then.
Nature, that's one of my specialist rolls, I think you'll find.
Well, I think you've probably ridden here.
I only have a few times.
I don't think this is. I don't think this is, you know, virgin territory for you. I'm sure you've ridden out here.
Right.
Bringing your herd back and stuff.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah.
Get a bonus die.
A bonus die.
Okay. Remember, five of the dice are trouble dice.
Sorry? All five of the dice are trouble dice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm only rolling four dice.
Okay. Just.
Because that's all I have on this one. But I get one success.
Yeah, okay, so I think you do a decent job. I mean, it's a flat plain, but it does have little dips and stuff in it. So, yeah, I think you've surveyed it, and you've got some...
And what's the quality of the land this close to the river? Is it richer soil?
It's pretty good, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, largely the land around, certainly on this side of the Rio Grande is... It's pretty fertile.
So effectively grassy and good pasture for the...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're heading up towards...
Coyote's Gap.
Coyote Gap, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Make a
Hawkeye roll for me.
I do have... Same again, four dice.
And this is you now. You're now going up alongside the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not good, but I guess I could push it for a faith point.
Point faith.
Which, since I'm out here for a ride,
and you've got there's no ones.
No ones. Rubberized oil or something there. Two successes, still no ones.
Okay, cool. Let's see if I've... Bear with me. Yeah, I like that. And I might need that. Trouble and criticals, just in case. Yeah, so riding along... it's interesting because you can see that although there aren't any herds here at the moment, mm-hmm. there are definitely recent signs of herds being managed here.
Mm-hmm.
Cattle herds. So someone is already kind of making use of the land.
Yeah.
Even though obviously they're not. They've not got the rights to do that.
Yeah, but my horses might go and say, it's not really like we fence our horses in.
No, no, exactly. But this is quite a long way. This is many miles from anyone's...
Roughly 22 miles. Claim. 15 miles is what the Pekinto call their claim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite a long way. But yeah, definitely there have been herds here in the last week or two.
And the Pekintos herd cattle, don't they?
Yes, yeah. Kitos, yourselves, or your horse traders, aren't you?
Yeah.
The McGinns, and then you've got a couple of smaller outfits. There's a Tate family and the Beckenham family.
For that extra success, can I see a general direction of movement in the tracks? Are they heading straight back east to the Pekinto Ranch? Are they heading north? South? Across the
extra board. Success? I think you reckon they're kind of heading more northeasterly rather than easterly.
Mm. Back towards?
Back more in the direction of the McGinn. Mm. McGinn range. Yeah.
Cool. Well... Be no problem. Once we meet Mrs. Pekinto tomorrow and tell her that we're like that with the Chisholms, we'll be fine.
Because you don't know anything. Yeah.
I'm resigning.
I'm feeling kind of good about this as I head back.
Yeah. Are you going across the crossing?
Avoiding
the crossing, or it does require a roll.
It does require a roll, and that roll would be an animal handling.
Animal handling. If you're going off the horn,
let's do that. I've got five in animal handling. I will now replace it with five treble.
So this is the only place along the southern Rio Grande you can ford the Rio Grande. It's not easy, but it is fordable.
I'm going carefully.
Yeah, that's fine.
Never die crossing the ford. That's pretty good.
Yeah, two successes.
Yeah. So, the river is still quite... I mean, there's a lot of water coming through, but obviously it's widened here, which is why it's more fordable. Two successes, you manage it, your horse is quite happy.
Mm-hmm.
But there you can definitely feel the current of the water.
Cool.
This time of year, it's probably not at its lowest, but... It gets higher in the spring, obviously with winter thaws and stuff.
There would be, I guess, a kind of seasonal nature if we were to pasture any form of cattle on the other side of the river. There may be only...
Well, in general, it's always fordable. Yeah. But obviously, if there's bad rains or something, then it can become much more challenging to get across.
Which would be winter, spring.
Yeah.
And that might be a herd stuck over the other side.
Yeah.
For some season.
Yeah, I mean, fording rivers, traditionally, particularly the big ones, is a challenge in the Wild West. It's not something that...
Keeping an eye out for those snakes that they had in Lonesome Dove. Though.
Exactly,
the
cottonmouths.
Leggy snakes, I think, and that's something else.
They're quite...
The leggy
not
snakes.
Leggy snakes.
Leggy snakes.
These are unleggy snakes.
Unleggy snakes, right.
Cottonmouths, which are basically relatives of the rattlesnake, and they're very dangerous. Particularly if you fall into a nest of them,
if you'd rolled a trouble, then that would...
If you're a bad enough trouble, then it could be in serious deep trouble.
Right, so I think I'll head back now.
Okay, I won't make you make another roll to come back because your second success is more than enough.
So that's another quarter day out in the countryside enjoying my ride. In fact, now really I'm not working.
But it's kind of points for scenario. You've had your point. Yeah, so you've seen...
I'm sorry again, I think, oh bloody hell.
And Tony, you can hear an increasing disturbance.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, this sounds...
bad.
Because obviously you heard the name Chisholm being
shouted. No, it's just...
This doesn't sound good, great.
Yeah.
And you do hear, you know, people saying, you know...
And I'm coming out...
The guys were killed by Chisholm. Chisholm's killed the Keto boy.
What? I'm coming out and saying... They're saying Chisholm's killed the Pegida boys as well.
That's what the sheriff from Fort Craig has said.
I thought...
Chisholm himself, I'm sure, didn't do it, but Chisholm's men did. And there's quite a lot of anger. So you're obviously, you know, friends and family of the Paquitos and the Rayburn.
Is the deputy there?
Yeah, he's standing to one side because he's delivered his message now.
I'm hearing that they're now accusing, Chisholm's now been accused of killing the Paquitos as well, and he's told me that the Kyla girl admitted the Kyla gang did it, didn't
No, and she admitted that they killed the Siegberts.
Siegberts?
Which is the family, the German
family. Oh, right, I'm sorry.
They found in the wagon.
Yeah. Right.
But she says, she says she saw, she witnessed Paquito and Vicente being murdered by one of Chisholm's men.
She's also saying that Chisholm's men killed Rayburn's son as well. And that was the original thing he told me, was it? So I can't get angry.
No, this was what he said.
And it does remind me, out of game time.
Yeah.
I think he killed Rayburn's son.
I
know.
Your strong suspicion is that Cody Picker, one of Chisholm's men, killed.
But only because they were hunting him down to kill him.
They were hunting him down to kill him, but also you found Picker's horse dead.
Yeah.
At the scene where they were killed.
Yeah, he only killed them in self-defence. Is what I believe, because they and the Paquitos were out trying to make sure he didn't get...
They were out stopping taking the package back to Chisholm, the beginning.
Right. Not that I need to worry about that at all, I'm just having a lovely ride in the countryside. Relishing our new relationship with Mr. Chisholm and the fact that my friend is likely to be sheriff of the town. What could be better?
You've got your big t-shirt on saying, I love Chisholm.
Yeah, I was thinking we should get maybe Chisholm badges, kind of, all of that.
I suppose I'm going to... Well.
Chisholm tattoo, maybe.
Yes. One word, Chisholm across your knuckles there, and love... Chisholm, of course, you're not.
No, I think it'll be Chiz.
Anyway, I'm going to go up to. I'm going to say it, Deb. I'm going to say thank you very much.
Are you being sarcastic?
I'm being sarcastic, yeah.
And you're not trying to hide your being sarcastic?
No, I'm not trying to hide my being sarcastic.
He kind of looks at you. No. I'm just doing my duty.
What you've done is caused me a lot of being a pile of shite to sort out now.
Well, you know, as sheriff of this town, don't you want justice? Don't you want truth?
Yeah, I want justice, but I don't want people mouthing off and just ranting, raving, another fucking... Oh, never mind. I just shake my head and go walking off to where Rayburn is.
You've angered this guy,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't let you walk. He grabs your shoulder and pulls you back, and says, "We found the bodies of two of these people, and we had to come here and tell them that their sons were dead."
You could have done it with a bit more diplomacy, couldn't you?
How?
Hold on. I dealt with the bodies of Rayburn's son and...
Yeah, but they found the other two.
They found, so they found the other two.
Dumas Paquito.
Is this sheriff, is this deputy... Sorry, I'm just filling in the gaps. Mm-hmm. Sorry. We delivered those bodies to the sheriff in whatever town.
So you escorted... Yeah, you were in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
They were killed outside Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Bodies were taken into Albuquerque.
Yeah. And then you brought the bodies back.
Them back to the United States and they've been buried.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
And that was Donald... That was not Donald Ginn. That was... Eugene Rayburn.
Yeah.
And...
So they
Arnold know, Gilchrist.
Yeah. So I wouldn't know any of this anyway, because you haven't taught this.
Well,
Yeah, you'll know definitely that they came back and were
They
buried.
Came back with it, but I
At
have
the time,
not,
everyone suspected it was the Kiley gang that killed
And them. I have not disabused you of the notion that it was the Kiley gang.
Okay.
Yeah. The other two who are missing, Dimas Paquito and Milagro Vicenta, have now been found with their throats cut.
Yes, yeah.
And Lola Kyler, who is in custody in Fort Craig, has said she witnessed them being murdered by one of Picker's men on the trail.
But she hasn't witnessed him murdering Rayburn.
No, she didn't say that, but she said that, the talk is that
I think
this man killed all of them.
If I'm remembering rightly, and I might be entirely wrong here, was I not being held up by her and her compatriots at the time when roughly that Picker was murdering, or it was...
Probably a couple of days earlier.
A couple of days
earlier. Yeah. Because that was earlier on the trail, and obviously...
So I wasn't... I'm not her alibi, as it
were. If you wanted to be her alibi, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm. No, I'd say, look, this town is suffering, how can I put it, quite a few growing pains, shall we see. There's been a...
Well, what did you expect me to do? I mean, how did you expect me to do
it? Yeah, okay, you've done your job and let me do mine. So
I'm not stopping you doing yours. You came up to me and started shouting at me.
All I said was thank you very much. I didn't shout.
Yeah, but you did say it sarcastically. Even though I heard it, and I'm 25 miles away.
No, I didn't shout. I just said, well, yeah.
The welcome of this town has got something to be.
Well, like I said, it's got growing pains at the moment.
I'm trying not to go. Hey, don't we all? Yeah, it's a tough life living out here in New Mexico. I'm sorry for these people.
Sorry, again, story-wise, and now I'm not here, this deputy is a deputy of the sheriff in Albuquerque.
In Fort Craig.
Fort Craig. Uh-huh. Oh, right. So I don't know him.
You haven't met this guy before. No, none of you have yet.
Okay.
But basically, she was apprehended and brought to Fort Craig. Fort Craig is basically the first town to your north, like 40 miles away or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't the one from Albuquerque. He says, but I've done what I've been told to do. My duty. My sheriff will be pleased with what I've done. I feel sorry for your deputies. And he turns away and walks away.
Deputy, what deputy?
So, like, how long have you been sheriff?
Well, I've set some meals already, I mean.
Yeah, so you let me get this straight. You went and shouted at the sheriff. Whiskey on your breath after at least two whiskeys.
I didn't shout at the sheriff.
No, three whiskeys because you had another one at the Blessings, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, after being sheriff for 20 minutes.
I didn't shout. Fuck's sake.
So that's one whiskey on average every 5 minutes.
He's going to be a fine sheriff.
Well,
isn't
a starter, you need to go.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, shoot everybody. Yeah, well.
So, Tone, you can hear this building.
Yeah, I think I'll probably head out and see what their commotion is.
Okay, so, yeah, there is a crowd there. You can see them. They're centred around Augustine Paquito and Garland Rayburn.
Uh-huh.
And they are loudly talking about the fact that they've now been told that Chisholm and his men have murdered their children and their hands, their friends, and they are very angry and very upset.
Badge.
So I'm going to get straight to them. I'll come and talk to you first. Yeah. So, what the fuck's going on?
Well, that deputy there, has he left now?
No, he hasn't. No, he's still around.
Well, I'm talking to you away from me.
I think you can see he's now gone into the trails in order to
trails have something to eat. Yeah.
Because
the deputy there has come to give news. So I tell you, tell you what's happened. About this girl from the Kyler gang who's come out of evidence that these men from Chisholm's employ are responsible for the deaths of the Bakito son, wasn't it? Yeah.
Dimas Bakito. Dimas. And Eugene Rayburn.
Eugene Rayburn.
Plus their two other
men. Yeah, right, yeah. Claim that she witnessed it, the man from which in Chisholm's employ doing it.
Okay, we believe this known bandit. We're just believing this testimony of this known bandit.
Well, it is going, yeah, well, that's something which I thought, yeah.
Okay, now I think I will go up and see Paquito and.
Well, I'm walking, yeah.
And Ray Brown.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, yeah. I've heard the news from the deputy. This is shocking, terrible news. Obviously, Chisholm's man, then. Is there any suggestion that actually.
Sorry, what did you say?
I'm basically commiserating, saying this is shocking, terrible news.
Yeah.
What did you say about Mr. Chisholm?
Did you say, I am Chisholm's man?
No, I said, not say.
That's what I thought you said.
No, don't say that.
I was just checking. So I'm not to say what they like. But.
Yeah, no, I'm Chisholm's bitch, so. So, no, this is a. Terrible news. This Chisholm's man must be. Caught and brought to justice, and obviously Mr. Chisholm himself, if there's any evidence that he was actually involved in instigating this action.
Absolutely.
It seems strange. Why, I'm not sure what his motivation would be for such a heinous crime. Has the deputy said what the next steps will be to? Have they caught the man who did this?
No, they've just got the girl. It's one of the killers.
She's Kyle again.
So, presumably, they're on the trail of the perpetrator? Somebody is looking for the perpetrator of this crime.
I imagine. Well,
Rayburn himself is kind of so blinded with rage, he's not making an awful lot of sense.
So I try and talk to
Augustina Paquito. She's obviously seething with rage, but it's much whiter
hot
rage than the. She's been much calmer about it. And she says. Doesn't surprise me. Chisholm is making life difficult for cattle ranchers everywhere. Why he would murder my boy must be something to do with McGinn. McGinn must be behind it somewhere. I know the two of them were plotting to throw us out of here. This is our land. We've been here for generations.
And their son had a slit throat. Was it the family who had the slit throats, or was it the son of slit throat?
Are you asking her that?
No, I'm not. As a player.
Was it your son that was slit, or was it her?
Not a character, you know what I mean.
The information was that Dimas Paquito was found with his throat cut.
Okay.
Whereas the other ones were killed by gunshots, yeah.
So, yeah, Sheriff, has the other deputy passed the case on to you to track down this perpetrator? Or are they on the... I assume you've discussed the matter in a professional manner with the deputy from...
Thank you.
From
he says, I'm still on my induction day. Mm-hmm. Haven't even gone through basic training yet.
I assume there must be the... as they've got the girl who... In Fort Key, was it Fort Craig? Fort Craig.
Yeah.
I think it was in there. His jurisdiction wasn't where you found the body.
So the bodies were found further north.
Further north. Yeah.
So I don't know if I brought. I must have brought them. Yeah. I worked out what the counties of New Mexico were in 1872. So you are currently in Socorro County.
Mm-hmm.
Just to the south of you, though, by actually your ranch is in both, is Donna Ana County, and then to the northeast you've got Lincoln County. So she was, their bodies were found much closer to Albuquerque, because kind of halfway between Albuquerque and here, and that was in Valencia County. And they change a lot, so I found this website that was really cool. That you could click on every year where they changed.
Oh, really?
So from about 1820. And there was lots of changes, but I've picked out the one that was 1876, I think it was. So that's cool.
Okay, I'm going to get... So the deputy went back into the trail hotel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back in there and see if you can see him in the bar.
Yeah, he's sitting down having some breakfast. Yeah. Some coffee.
Yeah. I've got to say, Deputy, I just want to say thank you for doing your duty and bringing the news here. This is shocking news.
Well, you're a damn sight more polite and friendly than that. You're a fucking sheriff around here. He's just started giving me a hard time for doing my duty.
That seems a bit unfair. Do you have any leads on tracking down the perpetrator of this horrible crime?
We have sent to the sheriff's office in Albuquerque, where we believe the culprits were at the time. So we're hoping to track down.
Says it was Chisholm's man. You believe that someone like Mr. Chisholm would be responsible for
this? I'm a simple deputy. I just follow the evidence.
Because presumably there'll be charges coming against Mr. Chisholm, if that's the case. If there's enough evidence.
If Mr. Chisholm is, proved to be involved, then obviously, yeah. I mean, you know, but...
You said it's the sheriff's office in Albuquerque. He's basically taking on the case now.
Well, we've sent that information up to the sheriff's office in Albuquerque, which is where we believe the criminals to have last been seen.
Well, anyway, as I said, thanks for duty. Sorry to interrupt your breakfast, and pleased to meet you.
You too, Mr.
Halston, Jimmy Halston.
Halston, the Aldridge. Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Halston.
Likewise.
Nice to see some reasonable, kind, decent people in this town. You might wish to have a word with that sheriff of yours and make him.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. This is a new town, but it is a nice town. Most people in the town are decent people.
I hear there are gunfights here every other week.
Well, you know that sheriff. Yeah, it's strange. Ever since he came into town, it's. That old. Head back out again.
Yeah, okay. So they're beginning to...
Calm down, are they?
Calm down to disperse.
Mm-hmm.
But the talk of the town is for the day is that, yeah, Chisholm's men killed the Paquito boy and Eugene Rayburn, and that that there's a lot of anger towards Chisholm and his people.
As you pointed out to me, that guy what I suggested that you go and tell a guy to actually keep quiet that he works for Chisholm. Then.
Sorry?
The surveyor.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone knows, you know, what he's here for.
Yeah.
I mean,
the sheriff also said he doesn't work for Chisholm, he's a friend.
Friend of Chisholm, but to keep his connection quiet. I suggest at the moment.
Yeah, so the other deputy said it's the sheriff's office up in Albuquerque is going to be
looking
after the.
Trouble is, though, doesn't
well, I'd try to track
say,
down this Chisholm's man. But yeah, that's a good suggestion. And we'll go and find Crosby.
Yeah.
I know where he is.
Yeah, you can do that. He's walking around town.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So yeah, just nice and quiet. Crosby, I don't know if you've heard, but there's rumours going around about. Mr. Chisholm and his men being responsible for the murders of two of the people of this town. So you might want to not advertise any friendliness you have towards Mr. Chisholm.
Well,
that probably would not go well for you if you did.
That's mighty kind of you. I am obviously a territorial official, and I owe no allegiance to anybody other than the Attorney of New Mexico. But thank you. Thank you for the service. I appreciate that very much. He says, "Oh, by the way, I've decided I'm gonna call my meeting at the Sundown. I like that place. It's nice. Okay. It's got a nice feel. A nice young lady running it. But yeah, tomorrow at noon, I'll be putting the message out to the families here in the."
And the Sundown is like Brady Goodish's place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, obviously, I'll be telling everyone what I'm here for and. What they should expect, what I'll be doing whilst I'm here. obviously, you know.
That'd be time for the grants.
You would be welcome. So,
yeah, sure. In fact, we'll be there.
If you're righteous, then you probably want to be there.
I think we most certainly do.
Excellent.
You coming back to the
ranch? I think I better come back to the ranch until you hear what's going on.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so, we've had an interesting day. Yeah. How was your day?
I thought it was a good day. Now I'm thinking, Mexico seems really nice this time of year.
And you're not that far from New Old Mexico, either. Mm.
Sure, if everyone thinks Chisholm murdered the Fajito and the Rayburn boys.
Right, now, you were on the trail with me at that point where we had that very tense conversation.
Yes.
Yeah?
I was.
However, from what you've said about Jacinto's throat being
cut, doesn't sound like self-defence, does it?
Well, doesn't sound like Mr. Pinker at all.
Right.
Mr. Pinker is very confident with his irons.
Right.
He's not a throat-cutting person. So I'm pretty sure, in my mind, what you've said rules out Mr. Pinker. Until today, I have to say, I thought that he probably had killed them. Because now I have to tell you that I know he pretty much killed them. Just remind me. Did Rayburn and Gilchrist ever travel with us on that train, or was it just the Pinker boys?
No, it was just the Pinker.
It's just the Pinker.
So they were the ones around the campfire. But they told you what was happening.
Yeah.
Well, I think, didn't you meet all four of them?
I think the four of them were at the campfire, and then two of them kind of went off on their own.
Yeah, you met all four of them, and then Rayburn and Gilchrist went ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so you knew all four of them were together and what they were doing.
And this was to do with land grants yet again, was it?
Well, this is the whole. So McGinn had done a deal. Was trying to do a deal and had sent
with Chisholm
Mr. Pinker with a letter to Mr. Chisholm and $1,000 to sew up the whole of the Spanish land rights.
Right.
We met the Pinkers on the trail. We met all four of them on the trail.
And thereafter, Mr.
Somehow, how did we get? So we didn't get them all four to join us, but the Pinkers came and joined us.
I think you agreed that two of them would go ahead and two of them would come with you.
Yeah.
To see if you could talk.
Talk Cody Pinker. And
deal with it without any violence. Mm. And then you had that very tense conversation around the.
And Pinker went off, and then the Pinkers followed him.
Yeah. Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen
again. Until they were found with their throats cut. A couple of weeks later.
Which one did you found the Rayburn?
Then found the Rayburn boy and his body dead, and Mr. Picker's horse, of course, dead as well. I didn't think it was a thing you needed to know, and I'm very grateful you didn't know it when you met Mr. Rayburn
this morning.
This news.
They were
killed by gunshot wounds. The horse was killed by a gunshot wound as well.
As
well as the other two.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Pinker acted in self-defense with those two. I don't think he was involved at all with the Pinkers. So are you telling me this woman, who I also met on that trail with her compatriots,
she's claiming she saw, and I did actually say to the deputy when we first met, "Are you sure?" Because I did question the fact.
Yeah, he said that she's claimed to be an eyewitness to the murder.
And I did question, I said, "Are you sure?" Until I got angry with the fact he'd stirred up all the fucking shit.
And so what did he say? She's an eyewitness. Mm. She saw Mr. Pinker cut.
Yeah, now I've heard that he's been cut
And throat. So when a throat is cut, generally, I'm feeling, one is sneaking up behind said person.
Or they're asleep.
If she was witnessing it, why did she not say, watch out for the boat behind you with a knife!
Yes, or you cut a throat when somebody's asleep, of course, or whatever.
I'm not saying that she didn't see him murdered. Yeah. I am saying that
it's not an act of self-defense. No.
Well, and also, I'm not at all convinced.
So you're telling me that if
Mr. Pinker was ready to pull his firearms while outnumbered round our campfire.
Right.
4-1. He was ready to shoot all four of us down in a draw. Yeah, so he's that confident.
That lethal then, fair enough.
He's not going to, you know, there was no indication that he might cut our throats at night while we slept.
Yeah, if he's that ready to use it, yeah.
So I don't think he murdered those boys.
No, I think I probably agree with that, but obviously if...
Well, to be honest, it sounds like the self-defense.
If Cliche think that believe that he did,
I think obviously it could have been an act of self-defense.
Kind of then admits that we had more involvement there than we might want to admit to.
We've already admitted to.
I guess we found the.
What did we say to Mrs. Paquito about me? Did we say we'd met the boys at all on the trail?
I can't remember. It's trouble keeping track of the lines, isn't it?
Hold on a second.
So I think you probably did say that you'd met them on the trail, but they all went off.
Yeah.
And they obviously didn't know what happened to them. And then you found the bodies of Eugene and Odd.
And you met this Kyla, was it Kayla or Kyla gang?
Kyla gang.
I can't remember why I'd gone off and met the Kyla gang.
No, basically, because you were herding the herd.
Oh, right,
you were out on one side of the herd and the others were on the other side, and they came across you first. That was what it was. But, you know, because... So you talked to them on your own.
Yeah.
But you were just about in sight of Tony and your gun hat and your
well, from so. What I feel... to be honest with you, it sounds like... The Rayburn and the Hound were killed in self-defence, and it sounds like the Kyla gang killed...
Well, let us not leap to conclusions. I know through personal experience... The law likes to leap to conclusions.
But that's what, need proof.
I'm pretty confident that Picker didn't murder the Paquito boys.
And Missy, and she's coming up here tomorrow. Is it tomorrow she's coming up?
Tomorrow, evening.
Tomorrow evening.
Was the original plan. Yeah. You don't know whether that's changed now since she's had this news today. You haven't had any communication.
Yeah, we haven't invited her on behalf of Mr. Chisholm.
No.
That might not have gone down so well. You might want to take your signed autograph paintings of Chisholm. The selfies of you and Chisholm saying BBFs forever.
Well, no, I'm not at those photos.
The new pictures, but then that's in your personal changes.
We should maybe write to Mr. Chisholm. Or to his lawyer.
What time of day is it now then?
So it's going to be quite late. Early evening.
Early evening.
Because he basically spent most of the day in town. Matt had spent all day riding across the range.
Although it's entirely possible that Chisholm already knows about this if the sheriff's office in Albuquerque is...
As Mr. Chisholm's agents, I think it's our due diligence to write to him and tell him that this is what's going on. Which is our duty.
So we don't get caught posting the letter. What's that? Well, nothing. Addressed to Mr. Chisholm.
No.
That is quite interesting.
I think we may address it to Mr. Stroud, talking of our mutual friend.
And when was Mr. B holding the land grant thing?
So the meeting is going to be at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Before...
Before your duty mate.
We'll see Paquito come to see us.
Right, we're in town then. Tomorrow, I think.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to send that letter to...
I think we should write one, yes.
To the...
I guess you need to go to town to send it.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's give it to one of the Paquito boys to take to the post office for us.
Well, along with a Rayburn, of course. Okay, so... Can I have Hawkeye rolls, please?
Oh, shit.
Hawkeye rolls? But I'm sitting in the lounge.
Now, this is... You've gone to bed.
So, I've got five dice. So, it's five dice, but they're still...
But all five of them will be in trouble die. So, no matter how big your dice pool is...
Up five, to, always, up to five dice always trouble dice. Right.
A different colour.
Right, okay.
Obviously, if you've got less than five, that's
you've got a success there.
I've got two successes.
Yeah, you don't want any more than two successes, do you?
Don't think I definitely don't on this roll, no. Okay. I'll not be pushing that for those. Two sixes and two ones.
No, honestly.
I'll keep with my two successes.
Okay, did you get any successes?
No.
Yeah, I got two.
Okay, Tone, you wake up. Because you can hear, it's not quite dawn, it's nearly dawn. Mm. You can hear in the far distance
a posse.
the frenzied neighing of horses. And you can hear it in the far distance.
The far distance.
Somebody's running.
Are you
I'm coming back.
Okay, yeah, I've got to wait. He goes up and for and hand saying, look, something's disturbing horses.
I can hear it's, I've got handing. Could I turn up a handing roll? Can I guess what's happening, or an instant reaction?
I don't think you need to make a roll for that. I think you can tell that there are distressed horses out there, but you don't know what necessarily would
happen. Okay, fair enough. Sounds like
running out to my horse.
Yeah.
So the ones in our
saddling up.
Are fine. It's out on the
road. Yeah, this is at a distance. This is your part of your herd somewhere.
Yeah.
Some bastard's running them off. That's what I wanted to make a roll for. I just wondering if it's.
Well, that would be the obvious conclusion you'd come to. I'm not going to make you make a roll for that.
Yeah.
But that's not.
Are you rolling for?
Animal handling.
Okay, so you've all got to saddle your horses in a rush. Right. So everyone make an animal handling roll for saddling your horses.
Ooh.
Fudge.
So that's five of red and three are.
One success, saddled successfully, no trouble.
That costs a faith, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get one success.
Okay, yep.
Oh, fuck. I knew it was going to happen to me, isn't it? Revenge.
Yeah. I've cursed your dice, Gibbs. Fuck you. For Solomon Cain yesterday.
Don't rush.
No, okay.
Sheriff.
Okay, so if you failed, you're basically struggling to do it quickly.
Yeah, okay.
You guys can get off if you want. We'll go.
Yeah, that'll be as quick as possible.
And you'll be a couple of minutes behind.
Fair enough.
Okay, literally the sun is just coming up over the mountains. So there's a little bit of a glow. You can see there is dust in the distance. Obviously, your herd has been spooked. If you're galloping, make an animal handling roll.
Yeah, I'm galloping.
That'd be your goal, okay. So it. I would be galloping.
Quite a lot of ones. Sixes and a lot of ones on these rolls.
Did you get enough for a faith point? Sixes?
No, I got two.
No.
Two successes. I got a success. Yeah, no trouble.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I knew it! I fucking knew this was going to happen!
And he's sitting backwards on his donkey.
Oh, yeah.
Trotting off in the wrong direction.
Yes, I am.
So good at animal handling.
Yes.
He's the expert.
So good with the horses.
I knew it.
Jump over his head. And all the whiskey, one of the two.
Too much whiskey.
If I use the faint points, because I haven't got any ones, could I push it then?
You can.
Obviously, if you roll a one on the re-roll on your
fail
on your
trouble
dice, then you might have trouble.
Can my horse give me any bonuses or not?
No, I was wondering whether we ought to have bonuses for horses.
Because I have got, because Nutmeg is actually quite a good horse. It's a Mustang. I don't really want to fuck the horse. I like this horse.
You don't want to fuck your horse.
No, I can't reach really. I have to get a box.
Taking a different turn since I'm...
Oh, should I push it? Or does it mean I'm just falling behind you two? You've got successes, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird. Riding our horses competently.
And maybe I got a sour berry from belly from the celebration of being made show, which I'm fast regretting.
Although, that said, you can get handling bonuses and negatives from the flaws and bonuses of your horse.
Mm. I've got a hot horse plus one.
That's what I wrote down.
So that's plus one for galloping,
which is what I've
been doing. Yeah.
So maybe I'll roll another dice. No.
Did we work out your horse's attributes, Andy?
Yeah, it's high-spirited.
Did you write down what they mean?
Gallop. One of the high-spirited and something about hard to get. High spirit. What's high? You've got high spirit in there.
I'm just finding the right spot. Okay. High spirited means the horse's resilience is reduced by one.
Oh, right. That's what I put it there. Yeah.
And what else did you have?
Something good, full get. Plus the gallop. I got a plus one for gallop, I think.
Is that a hot horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, plus one to animal handling when you're galloping.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to...
So you can push, yeah.
You can push.
So you can push, even if you've got a one already on a trouble die.
You just get to trouble.
So you
can use faith to bite off.
So it costs a point of faith to push.
Right.
If you've got a one on your trouble die, you can use a point of faith to buy that off.
Right.
And get rid of it. If you do that before you push, you then roll that dice again.
Right.
Obviously, if you've pushed and you've got a one and you want to buy it off with faith, you can.
Right.
But you don't get to re-roll it.
I don't get. So if I buy it off before I roll, I can re-roll it.
Yeah. Exactly,
but it costs me two. Oh. So I spend 2 points of focus for.
Are you buying off a?
Yeah, I did get one of the red then.
Right, two faith then.
Yes,
two faith. But then you re-roll the lot. Yeah.
Nice. Yes, I got a six.
Any ones on trouble dice?
No, box. One.
That sounds like a yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you succeed.
Which ones are your trouble dice?
Red ones.
Yeah, two ones.
So roll a d6. One.
Oh, you did
say one. See what your trouble is. If you roll a six, you go to the next level and roll again. So six is exploded-ish. It's not really exploded.
Five.
So you're thrown off balance, you lose your next round.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter too much in this situation.
I just hit some rough ground.
But basically, as you are getting your horse under control, it loses a bit of footing, you almost fall out of the saddle, but you manage to control it. Oh. You waste around a few seconds getting it under control. Okay, you two both succeeded on your... Okay, so you're galloping along. There's a bit of dust thrown up. You're coming over a little ridge. There's a little hollow. And as you ride into the hollow, you can see basically your herd, or not all of it, because it's not... Yeah, a portion of your herd is just stood there in the hollow below you. And you can see probably six... men on horses just kind of standing there waiting for you.
I said no.
You're already railroading me.
Tales of the Old West is brought to you by Effect. The music is Old West Game by Stu Venable, used with kind permission of the Angry Folk Media Empire.
It's just like the last game.
Always have to play on.